Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Pete. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. I was on the phone with Ken Peters. He's the equipment guy. Remember? So he told me you had a little bit of trouble getting some financing for your last piece from him.
Yeah.
Did you ever end up getting that, or you know? No, we approve credit tiers A through D. He told me you had a little bit of trouble, and would you want to try to go through us, see if we can get you that piece? We typically do this kind of thing.
We had a bankruptcy, and I know that's part of the problem.
Yeah, I know. We finance people with
It's been a
previous
while ago,
bankruptcies.
but I mean, yeah.
No, we finance people with bankruptcies all the time. Like, I know a lot of different, companies and, credit lenders here, tend to stick to one tier. Maybe like you got your A tier people. Those are like, the American Express. But, we cover A through D bankruptcies. We just want to get you funded. And equipment's, a little bit of the easier thing to do because, it's secured. It's, you're not going anywhere with it. So, are you interested in, trying to get that piece? What were you trying to get?
It's a rough terrain forklift.
What are you going to be able to do with that?
We use it to move stuff around the farm.
Perfect. Do you have another piece of equipment you're using, for that purpose in the meantime, or
We have a smaller one. Yeah, we have a
Okay.
smaller one.
And so what's this bigger one going to allow you to do? Just get more work done just quicker?
It's able to do stuff the little one can't pick up.
Right, perfect. So, it sounds like
The other one's too light and it just can't handle some of the stuff that we're trying to lift with it.
perfect, perfect. How long have you been thinking about getting this piece? Has it been something on your shopping list for a while?
Well, I picked up the piece where we were going to rent it, and we still have it. And we just told him that we wanted to buy it instead.
Okay, I got you.
So
Yeah,
I
we can.
have them
Yeah, no, we.
here on our property right now.
Yeah, we could totally help you out there. You have
But
a.
it was a rental at first, and then I told him we wanted to buy it after we checked it out.
How much were you paying in rent for it? Are you still paying rent now?
Yeah, there's like $2,000 on it right now.
Is that a month or?
It's been like 2 months already.
Okay. Yeah, so how much does it cost in total?
He's asking 24,500, I think.
24.5. Yeah, I mean that's not, it's not out of the, it's not too crazy, but if you're getting charged about $1,000 a month here, so you want to get that piece. How long do those last for?
What's that?
How long do this forklift gonna last for? I'm assuming like more than 2 to 5 years, right?
Oh, it'll last a good long time.
Yeah, I mean, say
It's a good piece, so it'll probably be 20, 30, 40 years old before it's out of commission.
Yeah, so then paying $1,000 a month on a $25,000 piece of equipment, it's pretty costly here.
Right.
What
Well,
do
the
you
reason why I kept it is because I needed some things. I was having some things shipped on from trucks at different times, and I needed to have the lift sitting here
No, I got
whenever
you.
the drivers arrived. I can't, have the semi drivers here, and then they can't unload the stuff.
What kind of farming do you do?
It's grain farming, but I had some combine heads coming off on two different trucks. They were purchased a while ago, and I wasn't able to get some trucking to line them up. And when they did get lined up, they were coming. So,
So.
one guy had one combine head. That's the reason why I originally got it for the first time, where the first guy was coming with one head, and then he was telling me that he might be able to get the other two. But then somebody else called me and said they can bring the other two combine heads at the same time, and how am I going to get them off? So I had to have a lift to get them off.
I got you. Do you typically have to, just keep this lifting around? Are you going to be getting any more combine heads coming
Well,
through,
I
or
don't think
just?
we're going to be getting any more, but I do have another combine that we're going to purchase that I have to unload the heads. So yeah, I got two more heads to unload yet.
Okay, I mean, so you got it. And after you're done with that, you're still going to have to use this forklift to do other things.
I'm moving stuff around all the time that I could use a heavy-duty lift, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's a pretty integral part of what you do there. So, you know, what kind of...
Some diesel fuel tanks that I was moving around, we're not even done situating them where they're supposed to be. And then I've got this shed that's all together, a kit of a shed that's too heavy for my one lift to move. And it's supposed to be, you know, we got to build it yet. It's in a crate right now. With our old lift, but we had to stack a bunch of weights on the back end for the ballast weight, counterbalances.
Yeah, it sounds like you jimmy-rigged yourself a heavy-duty forklift.
Yeah, it won't lift. I mean, it lifts it, but the lift isn't heavy enough without tipping forward, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was hard to move that. I mean, and this lift handles that easily. And so I got a 2,000-gallon diesel fuel tank that it was able to move real easy, too, that I couldn't do with the other one.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely, sounds like you got a lot on your plate right now.
We're definitely going to use it quite a bit.
Yeah, so.
We use for it on you know, not a daily basis, but every other day it could be used for a little bit, little odds and ends jobs we get situated. I don't know. Probably still would keep it because it's a four-wheel drive. You never know when you need something like that.
Yeah, exactly. One of your cars gets stuck in some kind of mud or something. You know, you never know. It's a useful tool to have around. It's really, it's not that much for, you know, $24,000, $25,000, you know, it's not that much, but you're paying $1,000 a month, and, you know, you're saying this could last for well over, you know,
yeah,
10 years.
I was hoping that, I haven't talked about the details, that hopefully that if I can apply to what I've already had paid into it, towards the purchase of the price.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. It is more than reasonable. I mean, I've only spoken to Ken, you know, here and there for 5-10 minutes, but he sounds like a, you know, pretty reasonable guy around about that. So, yeah, do you want to, I'll send you an application, you could just fill one out,
sure.
You have a quote from Ken, obviously, I guess, for the price. Perfect.
Yeah, I wanted to get back with him and talk to him. I was going to ask him about, you know, see if, you know, for what I got into it right now, that we could apply it towards the purchase price of the, and I would,
yeah.
I would pay him what, you know, up front, what I got into it already, and then I guess finance the rest.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you want to work out with Ken, but we can finance the whole thing, or if you've put any money into it, we could work something out. We do lease buybacks as well, so it'd be a little bit more of a, you know, atypical situation for us.
Lease buyback.
It's pretty much if you, you bought a piece of equipment or something, and then you realize, like, hey, maybe I shouldn't have bought that with all my own cash, and you need some more cash on hand. So, you know, we'll buy the piece off of you. Just the way that we would have bought it from the beginning if you had just financed it. So it's kind of like a, oh man, I need some cash on hand. I shouldn't have bought this with all of our cash.
Sure.
And we come in and kind of fix the situation.
Uh-huh.
But I could get your application. Just need a few things. The one-page app, it's kind of similar to the one you did for Farm Credit. And then 3 or 4 months of your most recent bank statements. And the code for the equipment, and that's good.
All right.
Yeah, where can I send it to, Paul?
It's 3776.
Do you have an email? I could just shoot it over to you, like, via email or fax, or...
Yeah, I do. You can email it, I guess.
Yeah, it's just a little easier. I don't know how you do your banking, but if it's online banking, you could just drag and drop it right into the email for the bank statements.
Sure. All right.
Hey, where can I send that?
It's Deuce 2002. It's DEUCE 2002.
DEUCE 2002. Got it.
USA, the number one behind that.
Mm-hmm.
@frontier.com.
Perfect. How long you been in business, Paul?
Oh, probably around 2008 when we started.
Okay, so you've been around for a while. Has grain farming been treating you well? You know, have you tried to diversify into any other kinds of farming, or?
Well, I want to get some livestock later, but we need to get another place.
Okay, I gotcha.
That's got the buildings. I mean, I was looking at another farm, which I was going to go to a farm service agency because they don't look at your credit rating as far as borrowing money.
Hey, you know, well, the working capital program that we do have is actually based off of sales instead of credit. It's a kind of it's a new program. We just started in like 2009 after the recession. But yeah, it's pretty much what you just described. It's based off of top line revenue instead of you know, looking at your credit. So just hypothetical, if you made $1 million in revenue last year, we could get you about 100K to 150K in unsecured cash too. So it's a little bit more flexibility, less risk for you.
Right, well, I guess we can look at anything.
I mean, I could send you both of the applications.
It was a farm that we were looking at, but right now their price is a little bit high. It's a farm that's for sale, and he's asking a little bit more than we think it's worth. We did put an offer in on it. He counter-offered, but it was still way higher than what I was wanting to pay on the place. But
yeah, I mean,
we told him we're still interested, but not at that price.
Yeah, know? Yeah. What was the quote he gave you compared to like what you wanted to pay for it?
Well, they were asking $400,000 for the place.
Whoa.
And then they went down to $379,000. And then I think that's where it's sitting at, $379,000. And I just told her $250,000 is about all I would want to do on it.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up on what the Sandusky County said the properties were where I'm at, where they say it's worth. The auditor,
mm-hmm.
what they're evaluating the property at, you know, and I looked at ours, the place that I got, you know, and what they say it's worth.
Do a comparison.
Well, it's the same size property that I have, only this place has barns.
Oh, okay.
I have, you know, we have, it's almost a 30-acre lot with a house and, you know, outbuildings, but not enough for livestock. And I do have farmable properties, so. And there's farmable acreage on that. And his is the exact same size with farmable property, but with buildings also for livestock, which he does have on the place. And they're just, it's a horse farm, I guess, to them, you know what I mean? And I'm not,
mm-hmm.
you know, the horse.
Not into horses.
Yeah, well, we wouldn't mind it, but it seems like whenever somebody's got a horse set up for horses, they think it's worth a tremendous amount of money. That's even what the realtor said, you know, that it's way overpriced, even for what's around it. And there's the houses around it that aren't even close to that value.
Is this farm close to the one you have now? Or, you know,
it's 10 miles away.
Oh, it's not bad. You have a little joint operation with the grain farm, and then, you know, down the road, you got your cattle. Is it you're going to go into cattle?
It would be, yeah. It's perfect. Smaller livestock. Well, it's got farmable property, too. I would farm the ground over there, too. Actually, there was some. They have it sitting there for hay. I would probably flip it around the other way around, make the property that I have turn it into the hay, and then use that property for a grain if I had to, or just keep farming it for grain. But I mean, there, if I had to use hay, I'd rather use mine over here because of the different soil.
Oh, really? You got better soil than they do?
Well, they probably have better soil for the grain crops, deeper soil. I mean, sometimes we run the rock around this area,
mm-hmm.
shallower ground. I don't know. I would just try it the other way around.
Yeah, no.
You know, when you're farming, when you're just hay farming, you all you gotta do is pretty much mow it down and bale it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you're crop farming there, you gotta, you know, if you're using your equipment into the dirt and you're hitting rocks and stuff, you're breaking equipment sometimes.
Yeah, a little more nuance to it.
We do have, you know, equipment's breaking, so.
Okay. How'd you get into farming? Was, you know, just family business?
My grandpa used to farm, and I just should have took over his farm when he retired, but I didn't.
Hey, it's all right. You'll have your all.
There was something better out there than that, but you know, hey, I didn't listen to my dad's advice as far as working for yourself instead of somebody else.
Yeah, man, I'm working for somebody else. It's tough.
I had a loss, so I went back to. We had the property. I wasn't farming it because I was too busy working at the factory job. So when the factory job was gone in 2008, I just decided that we'll just start purchasing equipment. And that's why the bankruptcy came around after I lost my job in 2008.
Yeah, it hit everybody pretty hard.
I would never had a bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah, so we bankrupted was mainly just, you know, credit card debt and some other hospital bills.
Yeah, my dad got into the same deal right around the same time, the whole recession. He was an investment banker, so he really took it hard. Nobody wanted to invest money anymore. But yeah, I mean, I'll send you both applications, honestly, Paul. If you want to fill them both out, the working capital one needs a little bit more. It needs a most recent tax return and 6 months of bank statements. But you know, compared to the four, if you're already doing that for the equipment, it's not really much extra. But yeah, I can send you both applications. Fill them out, send them back to me here, and you know, we'll see what we can do as far as trying to get you that farm. At least you have something to shop with. But we'll definitely be able to get you the forklift.
All right.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll shoot you a little email with everything I need, and you know, whenever you can get that back to me, we can start. You know, we fund in about 48 hours, 72 hours, about 3 days max. Are you 100% owner?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll shoot you a note real quick, in a few minutes, and yeah, just fill them out, send them back to me. When do you think you can get those back? Sometime next week?
Sure.
All right, sounds good. I'll give you a call on Tuesday. Does that work for you?
That sounds okay right now.
All right. I'll check in on Tuesday, see where you're at with the applications. You know, whenever you're ready to send them back, email them, fax them. But I'll send all that in the email. But it was good talking to you, Paul.
All right.
Definitely be able to get you that forklift.
All right, thanks a lot.
Hey.
What's your name again?
My name's Pete.
Pete.
And it's Bank of Cardiff, like Cardiff, Wales. CARDIFF. Yeah, so take a look in your email. It should be there in a few minutes.
All right,
sounds good.
I'm wrapping up right now, actually, when you called.
All right.
I was just doing the emails. I was deleting a lot of junk.
Yeah, it happens, man.
I wasn't wiping it with a cloth either.
Oh, man.
With a cloth? Yeah, wipe it.
Not on my computer right now. All right, man. I'll catch up with you next week, all right?
Yep.
Shoot me an email if you have any questions, though.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.